Well, do y'all remember a few weeks ago when we had the hurricane come through? I guess it's been a couple of weeks now, but I don't know if you remember when Nikki Haley would come on TV and they'd have the interpreter over there. Well, we all know how emotional Philip gets at times, and I'm going to make him look like a rookie tonight. And so, if need be, he will be my interpreter tonight, so you may see that. So, you may witness a testimony unlike you've ever seen. So, but before I begin that, I need to tell you what this church has meant to me. Over the years, whether it be the ladies or church members that have come through the line, give me a hug, encouraging word, tell me they love me. Whether it be Paul, Jeremy, bring the football team to the diner on Friday evenings, that many times y'all have paid for, and other people in the community have paid for. Hear Paul and them telling players about being on God's team. I've shared this with him before. I told him, I said, you know, you always thought you were talking to the players, but you didn't know you were talking to me. I was listening. Then one day, Philip, he comes through the line, and he starts talking to me, and he starts telling me, he says, I know you can't come to church on Sundays. He says, but I want to be your pastor. And I don't know if you've ever seen a video by country music singer Neil McCoy. I've told this a few times. It's called Billy's Got His Beer Goggles On. And it's always about this guy who would be in a bar and he'd be drinking his beer. The women get prettier. He might get a little meaner and a little tougher the more beer he drinks. Well, I told Philip, I said, you know, when you came through that line, it was like you had your Jesus goggles on. You could just see right through me. Well, he was telling me this, and we were kind of busy. I had people lined up behind him. And I do like I do so many times with people, when they start talking, they get a little long-winded, I'll give them the pat on the shoulder. All right, buddy, I got you, man. And that's the cue to get going. Let me get some work done here. And he did, and, you know, he came back toward the end and almost forgot it. You know, it was almost in passing. He was telling me, you know, I'd love to have you come to church sometime. Yeah, I'll come. Well, he comes back around again. He says the same thing. And it was really like he was looking right through. And it's a gift that he has from God to be able to speak to you in a way that touches your heart and lets you know that God loves you. And I'm so thankful for our friendship, buddy. I wanted to share a story with you about a good friend of mine who has a wonderful sense of humor. His name is Brad. Brad used to work down at Foundry and Steel in Anderson. One day we were sitting there and we were talking, and we were talking about different jobs we had done throughout our lives. And Brad, he worked there quite a long time. He always had these crazy stories, crazy funny stories. And he said, you know, Tim, he said, I'd go back to work at Foundry and Steel if they'd take back what they said about me. And I said, well, what'd they say? He said, they told me you're fired and get the heck on out of here. Brad, he also told me another story one time. It was about a guy, I don't remember his name, but we'll call him Joe. And Joe goes marching up into the office on payday, and he had gotten his paycheck in his hand. He said, hey, buddy, he said, I just want to let you know, he said, you shorted me 5 hours on my check this week. And he's got the manager, foreman, he tells him, he said, well, we'll look into it. He said, I'll get back with you just about lunchtime. And they called him back in around lunchtime, and they said, Joe, he said, I figured out why your check was short 5 hours last week. He said, yeah. He said, why is that? He said, because we paid you 5 hours too much last week. Joe says, okay, and he turns around to peel off and head out the door. And he says, hey, Joe, hey, wait just a minute. Wait. He says, last week when we paid you 5 hours too much, he said, you never said a word. And he said, this week we shorted your check 5 hours, and you're beating our door down as soon as you get your check. He said, what's up with that? He says, well, he said, I can overlook one mistake. I just can't overlook two. And, you know, I stand here so glad. That God's not like Joe. That he overlooks one mistake, but he can't overlook two. I've been running the wrong way for most of my life, just as hard as I could go. See these couple of pictures up there, my family. My son and my daughter. There are a few reasons I like those pictures. One of them is because I could run further than the bathroom and the dinner table back then. And another reason, my kids didn't talk that much back then at that age. They talk a lot now. But I'm thankful that my wife was faithful to our kids. Took them to church. I remember so many times my kids would ask me, Daddy, will you go to church with us? I'd make those semi-annual trips to church, maybe on Christmas or Easter. I always used the excuse of, I've got work to do. You know, I just don't get along with some of those people at church, you know. That's the way it was with me. That was my excuse. And then my wife and I, we haven't always traveled a paved road like an interstate. It's been a real rocky road at times, to say the least. And I can't tell you why we've stayed together, but our anniversary, our 25th anniversary, is coming up on December the 7th. We got married on the 50th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. I always tell that we started another war, and that wasn't far from it. But for some reason, we've been together all this time. I love you. It wasn't long ago, a few months back, if you would have told me that I would be standing here tonight giving a testimony about how God has worked in my life, there would have been no way I would have ever believed it. But it's people like you who were faithful to God and have prayed for me, witnessed to me. It means so much. And I want to thank you for that. I had some notes prepared here. I want to tell you that when I was talking about Meg and I, we had a big argument this few months back. And, you know, she came to me, and it was one of those times where it just seemed like all was lost in our relationship. And she told me, she said, you know, I just want to let you know that if we can just get Braylon through middle school, if you decide you don't want to be married to me, she said, I'll be okay with that. I just want to be able to us get along and be able to parent our kids and just be okay. She since told me that she didn't mean that. And we had an argument just shortly after that. And I remember just telling her, you know, I was just screaming, I can't wait till Braylon gets to high school because I'm so done. I thank God that he put words in my heart now. I love you. I'm sorry. And please forgive me. It's nothing that I could have done. It's just through God. Philip and I, we talked so many times in the pickup line for our children at school. And we called each other. And that's where one day I called my daughter. I told her and my son both that I'd had a change in my life. So I'm going to be the dad I should have been. I'm going to be the father I should have been. I'm going to be the husband I should have been. I shared that with all three of them. And I said, I just hope you'll see a change in me. It was strange. I don't know where you are in your life today. I hope that if there's anything that's lacking in your life, don't think that God can't handle it. I've been at the end of my rope so many times. And I just thank God that he didn't give up on me. And then when I turned around and said, God, just please help me. Taken so much more than I've ever given. And I want to be a blessing to other people. That he just came in and changed my heart. And so I hope that you'll just continue to pray for me and pray for my family. And I just thank you for all your love and your prayers. Thank you.